In this next round, we're going to be dealing with the fact that sometimes money can be linked to anger or to fighting. So here again, we're going to be addressing what money meant to you when you were growing up. If your parents fought about money, and particularly if you were in the middle of a custody battle or any other type of conflict that involved money, where there was fighting, where there was arguing, where there was anger, you will unconsciously associate money with anger, and you will try to get rid of your money as fast as you can, or you just won't allow money into your life. So again, this becomes a safety issue with the subconscious mind. It's doing its job to keep us safe. But in order to do that, if it connects money with anger, we'll brilliantly find a way to either have very little or get rid of our money as soon as it comes in. So I want you to rate how true this feels for you in these two statements I'm going to say. They're a little bit different. I want you to focus on them one at a time and really circle which one clarifies it for you or really hits the nail on the head for you, and how high does it feel or how true does it feel. And so the first statement is, in my family, money meant fighting. And the second one is, in my family, money meant conflict. We're going to start tapping on this on the karate chop point, because fighting and conflict often means anger. Karate chop point, even though in my family, there was always fighting, anger, and frustration about money, I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though in my family, there was always fighting and anger, there was always frustration about money, I accept all my feelings in all of me. Even though in my family, growing up, there was always fighting, anger, and frustration about money, I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Eyebrow point, they fought over money. Side of the eye, everyone was yelling about money. Under the eye, they were yelling about money. Under the nose, money reminds me of them fighting. Chin point, money reminds me of my fear. Collarbone point, money has always meant conflict. Under the arm, I learned that money has a painful price. Top of the head, they fought over money disappearing. Eyebrow point, they fought over money running out. Side of the eye, money really reminds me of all the fighting. Under the eye, no wonder money makes me anxious. Under the nose, this belief that money means conflict. Chin point, this belief that money can have a painful price. Collarbone point, this connection in my subconscious between money and fighting. Under the arm, this belief that money will always bring conflict. Top of the head, this fear that more money means more conflict. And take a nice deep breath. And if this is a real issue for you, one round like that is probably not going to do it. So keep tapping on this. If a specific memory is coming up, or a picture of your family or people in your family, then do some tapping more specifically on that memory until the memory becomes more faded and more past. You can use some of the techniques like the tearless trauma technique or the tell a story technique that you can find easily on the www.emofree.com or any of the amazing EFT books that are out, like Freedom at Your Fingertips or Try It on Everything, the book. But go back to the top of this round and re-rate your intensity. Sometimes it may have come up higher from that round, and you want to keep tapping on this until you've brought it down to a 2 or a 3 before moving on to the power reframe. This next round will be the power reframe for associating money with conflict. Karate chop point again. Even though part of me associates money with conflict or money with loss, I choose to release this pattern and belief from my life. This is a powerful choice because that was their way. I choose to feel comfortable and safe talking about money. I feel comfortable and safe thinking about money. I feel comfortable and safe using and managing money. I feel comfortable and safe being around even large sums of money. It's not the money's fault. It needs a home too. So why not my home? I am abundant, prosperous, and wealthy. Welcoming money into my life. An eyebrow point, this old connection with money and conflict. Side of the eye, that was their way. Under the eye, this old association with money and loss. Under the nose, that was their way. Chin point, I choose to release this pattern and belief from my life. Collarbone point, I choose to release this pattern and belief for my own highest good. Under the arm, why should I continue with their way? Top of the head, I feel comfortable and safe about money. Eyebrow point, I choose to feel comfortable and safe thinking about money. Side of the eye, using money. Under the eye, I feel safe saving money. Under the nose, I feel safe around large sums of money. Chin point, I feel safe welcoming more money into my life. Collarbone point, what if I can feel easy and safe around more money? Under the arm, it's not really the money's fault. Top of the head, it needs a home. Eyebrow point, so why not my home? Side of the eye, I am abundant. Under the eye, I am prosperous. Under the nose, I am wealthy. Chin point, I am welcoming more money into my life. Collarbone point, this is a powerful choice that I'm making. Under the arm, I love welcoming more money into my life. Top of the head, I'm so grateful that more money is flowing into my life. Take a nice deep breath and notice how much better your energy feels after that positive round. And take a minute if you're feeling anything about money. Sometimes Again, tapping on the positives can make ideas or things pop into our head, or sometimes other tappable issues, to just note them down. There's lines there in the book for you to write down what's popping up for you.